pleasant valley by a river clear, the 20th day of July in the prime of the year. As I was fishing all alone, I heard a virgin cry, "Be kind, my dear Amphitus, or in love I die." She thought that none was near her but the amorous swain, therefore she lay down by him on the fragrant plain. But yet he could not understand, which made her for to cry, "Be kind to me, Amphitus, or in love I die." "Sweet shepherd," said the damsel, "why discontent? Let mutual flames of Venus grief and care prevent. That I like to a harmless dove in his blissful constancy, may love my dear Amphitus until both shall die." In this distressed passion, ravished with her love, desired that God Cupid would his fancy move, and let her fold him in her arms, or still she's forced to cry, "Be kind, my dear Amphitus, let not Nisaea die." At length, by her implorings, came a sudden dart, which sorely pierced Amphitus to his very heart. A wounding nymph then said to the youth, "What is thee for to cry? I love my pretty Nisaea, and will till I die. Let's bless this happy minute which we do enjoy, and dedicate to Venus and her little boy these pleasures now which we'll enjoy, the effects of love to try. For well I love fair Nisaea, and will till I die. Thou art the fairest creature in the universe, therefore I thank my aspects for this sweet converse. I could here ever be confined with thee, my fate to try, because I love fair Nisaea, and will till I die." Then having now discovered the sequel of his mind, to the nymph fair Nisaea straight to her grew kind, and throwing over one leg they soon were in conjunction. "Oh," cried out the fair maid, "now I love thy function." In this sweet amorous posture not long they did lie, but out the youngster cried, "Truce, or else I die. If you will let me breathe afresh, my vigor I will spend, and give you future pleasure ere our mirth doth end. Then rest, my dear Amphitus, thou hast played thy part, for in this pleasant conflict hast thou won my heart. I thought things good in sympathy, but now I find it clear, no knowledge like the practic part, though sometimes bought dear. But now you've had the fruition of my maiden head, I hope, my dear Amphitus, Nisaea you will wed." Then honestly replied the youth, "To marry's my intent, and for to see the bargain, toot again they went. I seeing of this frolic, and night almost come, with speed I left my fishing, homewards for to run, and left this pretty loving couple on the mowed grass, to write in ballad method what there came to pass.